treaty or congressional oversight whatsoever. National heritage sites include Carlsbad Caverns, Glacier National Park, the Florida Everglades, and Yellowstone National Park. Cultural heritage sites include, are you ready for this, the Statue of Liberty and Independence Hall in Philadelphia. We can expect to see even more UNization of our military, the use of our own young men and women, our own tax-bought material in causes other than our own national defense and security. This is an insult and a dishonor to all those who over the past 200 plus years gave their last measure of devotion to the defense of Americans' freedom and security. Our freedom is so sacred that thousands of American soldiers have willingly suffered dismemberment or death to defend it, and the liberal one-worlders in our government are willing to surrender our sovereignty, security, and fighting forces to foreign powers without a whimper. The globalists are also using food and population scares to give the UN leverage over national sovereignty. The 1996 World Food Summit in Rome produced mountains of stupidity, but not an ounce of real hope for the hungry people of the world. If adopted, the Food Summit agenda would produce less food in the world, not more. The Food Summit focused on sustainable growth plans for more population control, more abortions, the placement of usable land off limits to farming and development, and worldwide adoption of organic food production. Organic methods are wasteful and ineffective because they reject the use of pesticides and require more land to produce smaller yields. Almost nothing was said at the summit about using new high-yielding hybrid seeds and environmentally friendly fertilizers and pesticides to double food production in the have-not nations. According to USA Today, the star of the food summit was that beloved humanitarian, Fidel Castro, who spoke glowingly of the need for more government-imposed birth control. The food summit hyped a crisis where no crisis exists. The world is not getting hungrier every day. While the world population has doubled since 1960, the percentage of those without enough to eat has dropped from 35% to 20%. Food has become about 40% cheaper in real adjusted for inflation terms throughout the world. The doomsayers claim the world is running out of room and resources. The truth is that the entire population of the planet could be comfortably housed within the borders of the state of Texas by placing only 8 people to an acre, and each family could sustain and feed itself by devoting as little as 20% of its space to raising food with artificial light and hydroponics, the raising of food in nutrient-enriched water. Thanks to rapid advances in agricultural technology, food can be produced more abundantly and efficiently today than ever before, but the UN's World Food Summit would put a stop to that. The solution of world hunger is not centralized control of food production or the elimination of pesticides, nor is the solution to abort more of the world's children, nor